Did you have a good day today? Did you have the best day ever? An early morning dance party in Philadelphia wants to help you do just that. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins got up early to get his groove on.
The best day ever is a monthly dance party in Center City that starts at 6 a.m. on a Wednesday. Producers Maggie Connor and Caitlin Ray Kellerman sit outside the First Unitarian Church on Chestnut Street next to a bubble machine selling tickets. And for those who just keep walking, Connor wishes them the best day ever.
It's funny because like a lot of people will be like, no, I don't want to have the best day ever. Like people have actually said that to us, like, do you want to have the best day ever? No. And we're like, okay.
Inside, DJ Easy Almighty spins electronic music from the church pulpit. Unlike nightclubs, this sanctuary is extremely well lit and completely sober. Dancers are propelled by kale and wheatgrass smoothies and lots of coffee.
Yeah, it's just a weird experience, and it kind of sets you up for not having just a normal day.
This is Beth Tigan's second time at Best Day Ever.
I love to dance, but I actually don't drink anymore. So going out at night is kind of not as fun because everybody around me is really drunk. So I like to come in the morning because it's fun and everybody's sober and I like to get my groove on, you know.
Tim Waller came from South Jersey so he could dance before going back over the bridge to the Pine Barrens.
So I'm a fungal phytopathologist.
You're a fungal what now?
I'm a plant doctor who studies the fungi that hurt plants.
Waller appreciates being able to raise the roof before going to work.
Yeah, you're full on. You're ready to roll. Everything's activated. Your creativity's going. It's a conscious event. You're fully sober and you're ready to kick some butt.
Similar early morning dance parties have popped up in San Francisco and London. Here, organizers are using local food vendors and DJs to give the phenomenon a Philly flavor. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.